If we hear Finn, we hear Finn.
Yeah.
I'm making my glasses. I can't read.
Do you want to pause this?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Just hear Finn against heavy footsteps.
Yeah, and his mad crunching on the streets.
Oh, they put Baja Blast in stores. I'm so happy.
Oh, I know. Apparently, it's a permanent release.
I'm so happy.
Like, yes!
I drink the sugar free because my face will break out, but man, Baja Blast will... He needs alcohol.
Like, they do have a Baja Blast they alcohol, do. Though.
We need to get one day. I've only seen them in Florida, though.
Oh, I seen them at Finland.
I'm going to Finland.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting ready to say, like, whenever we get to film next, I'll have to, like, swing by.
And, we have a drink.
We'll have a drink.
100th episode, we have a drink.
Yeah.
I mean, if we do four a month, we would definitely get there.
Yeah. Ah! Oh, no.
I think I don't
She's
need,
falling. I don't she need a drink. Can't get up.
I love the spike. We're starting off really strong, but I think the character, the person we're talking about today, would approve of it.
Yeah.
So I think we can both agree, there's a lot of badass women in history who just don't get their history told.
For real, though.
And if you don't like badass cool women, then this is not your episode. But if you do like history, and like you don't mind learning about women, then this would be your right place. So during the 17th century, theaters weren't always the safest place to be. Sometimes they were right next to brothels on the outskirts of town, or just built without security. It would be uncommon for you to lose a few coins at your favorite show. That's where Mole Cut Purse would come to play. Mary Frith, as her birth name. And Frith is kind of a hard name to say. Frith.
Yeah, Frith.
Yeah.
Plead the Fifth.
I plead the Frith.
Yeah.
If that would... if there was a law that Finnegan. Involved something like this, I would want it to be called the Frith Law.
Yeah.
You would, like... Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that.
That was Finnegan.
Yeah.
Finnegan. All right, you're gonna
he's
bust.
He's being sexist.
Yeah, you're busting everyone's eardrums with them words.
We about to humble you today.
Yeah.
Maybe giving them a treat was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Ash just kicked them in the face.
That's what you get.
Yeah. Okay, so Mary Frith was born either in 1584 or 1589 in Barbican as the daughter of a shoemaker.
Finnegan. But... Alright, hold on a second.
It's okay.
Pause. Lay down, baby.
Let's try that again. Finn thinks he's on WWE right now.
Yeah, he's trying to fight Ash for no apparent reason.
Ash is like, whoa, hold on. Okay, yeah, so she was the daughter of a shoemaker. She was a notorious woman in London's 17th century underground. She was a thief, an actor, a fence, meaning like she was the... person who would take your stolen goods for you, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she moved stolen goods. I was ahead of... I defined it for myself.
It was right there. The dots are connected.
If I just kept reading, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Also, she was a broker of stolen goods, and not to mention a celebrated cross-dresser. Sadly, not enough is known about her to determine if she was a real person, but there are some who say she was. So let's just go with that she was. In 1662 autobiography that she didn't write, Mary's childhood would be described as, and I'm translating Old English, she was above all instruction and discipline. She was very much a boisterous, rude tomboy, only found joy in boys' playtimes. Many times this foolish behavior persuaded her, but she could not be tamed or differed. She couldn't stand sitting down, sewing, stitching, or using a needle and thimble. She'd rather imagine they were swords and daggers for yules. What I had to read was so hard, like I only understood so much, but... Man, fuck Old English. That shit.
But I understood it, though. So there is that, at least.
I was able to translate that much, but there was so many additions. Like, they have so many additional words. And, like,
it really is.
thine, thoust, just stuff like that, and then even more confusing ones.
Like, Bartholomew.
Bartholomew?
That was so stupid. I'm sorry.
Bartholomew? Bartholomew?
Bartholomew?
That's a good name for a donkey, Bartholomew.
Yeah.
Write down a list of things to do before I die. Name a mule, Bartholomew.
Also, I love how spiked my laugh is.
Like, before, you were so quiet, you barely moved it, and now you're heard.
I know.
Look at
us upgrading.
We're improving.
Wow.
Thank you, Jerry, from Hillbilly Horror Stories.
Yes,
he's like my
so
uncle.
Much.
Yeah. He's like, get these things. Like, you're the best. And they weren't expensive.
Nice.
And we even have the little cushions around it, too.
Yeah, so if I smack it, you're going to hear it.
Yeah. Double insulation.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're just bragging about upgrading shit. It feels good. Anyways, going back to bragging, coming from a humble background, She was sadly doomed to a life of servitude or becoming a wife. Yeah, as you can imagine, she didn't want that. She cussed with the boys and avoided girly work as much as you can. When her parents died, she quickly went to take care of herself in her own way. Pickpocketing. She proved to be so troublesome that her family had to do something. And you guess what they did?
Thievery.
She was thieving. So what would, like, if your daughter was thieving, what would you do?
I want to say of something very controversial.
Whipper?
Fighter.
Fine.
Be like, you know what?
Let's see how good of a fighter you are.
Let's get going.
Yeah. Well, according to Britannica, in a widely repeated story, in 1509, Frith's family, frustrated with what they consider her unfeminine behavior, lured her to the docks with the promise of watching a wrestling match, and then tricked her onto a ship bound for North America. You want to go see WWE? They're playing at the docks. There may or may not be a ship going to America right next door.
I know. And then they're like, all right, you want to be a pirate so bad? Here you go.
So ba-dum, that wrestling ba-dum, match ba-dum. Is on the ship.
I know. Like, all I can imagine is like, all right, here you go. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum,
ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. I was like, what are you doing? Then it caught on.
Yeah, sorry.
What is it? The Captain Jack, when he's on the little sinking ship, the mask going under the water.
Yeah.
Her returning.
Yeah.
Because she did.
Oh, no.
She said to have negotiated a passage back to the shore with the money she had brought to bed on the patch. I also heard she jumped off and swam to shore before the ship got too far away from port. So either she bought her way back or she jumped off the fucking ship.
She said, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Realizing she was too much for her family, she found a new family in the shadows of London's criminal underworld. Most likely, she found her family with some of the other kids her age, and probably where she got her nickname, Mole Cutpurse.
So, what you're saying is, it was like an English version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but it was the Teenage Mutant Mole Turtles? Mole Turtles, yeah.
Teenage Mutant Thievery.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant London Thieves.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant London Thieves. It doesn't have as much as a ringer.
It really doesn't, but I like it, though. Like it. Picasso.
Michelangelo? No. Mole Cutpurse. which name probably came from where pickpocketers would actually cut your purse and your coins would fall out. That's how, but they would cut the string of your purse and they would snatch it. So they called her Mole Cutpurse.
Ah, okay.
That's kind of badass.
See, at first how you were describing that, I thought they just turned around and they took the pocket and they cut it and their change fell out. Like,
that's what I thought,
you know,
so
Sonic.
Too.
Getting hit real hard. It's like, oh, damn, his Sonic. Damn, Sonic just.
She just here. Actually collects it. I tried to Google what part mole, like, it came from, and the definitions were a gangster's female partner or prostitute.
Mm.
So it kind of like, basically her name was meaning shady woman, great picket a pocketer, which is kind of badass.
Yeah, really.
Like, that would also be a good pirate name if she was going to be a pirate.
For real, though.
So she could have made it.
She could have made it.
She could have been bigger.
She could have been the next Captain Jack Sparrow.
The Elizabeth Swan, but not as good as a background.
Yeah.
I got the bed for Finnegan and now Ash is laying on it.
Well, Finnegan's not laying next to me because he knows.
Look, she's the queen.
Yeah, he knew he was a little bit in trouble, so he's like, all right, I'll
save
calm
my mom's
down.
Side.
Yeah.
My bad. So. Her dressing as a male most likely came to her in her 20s, as there was no cross-dressing arrest in 1600 or 1602. She also adopted the male personality and sexuality that kept the world guessing. Though she did go through what appears to be a marriage convenience with a son of the Markham family, which, do what you gotta do. She was in and out of prison and was burnt on the hand 4 times, which was a common punishment for thieves.
Damn.
Yeah. Burning. I guess like a soldering iron or something.
It doesn't sound like a lit situation.
Shut the fuck up.
See, I love how you see me do the face and you just
didn't, I know it's going somewhere.
You knew
bad.
It was going somewhere and you just went, I'm just gonna let it happen.
Yeah. I also didn't know where it was going, and I like to see where it's going.
Fair enough. You just see me like do that weird lip thing, you're like, God damn it,
twitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. One of her other roles was a pimp and a go-between. Finding young women to be mistresses for men and men to be lovers for married women. Maybe that's where the mole came from. She also cross-dressed to be an entertainer, Mary first became publicly known for her comedic musical performances and taverns, where she would sing, dance, and play her her lute without a license. How dare she play her lute without a license?
Wow, a lute licenseless player.
A lute licenseless lady.
Yeah.
A lute licensed lady. It's kind of hard to say.
Lute licensed
lit lady. A lute lute licenseless lady.
Anyways.
Lovely. She would even move her act to tobacco shops and theaters. Britannica says that the literary historian Gustav Ungerer suggested that her cross-dressing was a device of her criminality. Pickpockets often operated in busy places like playhouses, and the cross-dressed Firth performing a bawdy song and jig or smoking a pipe in a tobacco shop would have provided a powerful distraction while her accomplices took advantage of the crowd. So everybody would be like upstage while thinking like, is that a lady or a man? And then her friends could be like, got your purse.
Smart. I don't know why. Like, that's very smart. But also when you were describing that whole situation, I had that scene, like, I don't know, the visual of, like, Miss Peregrine from the movie, just smoking a pipe, and they're just like, wait a minute. I don't know.
Wait a damn minute.
Wait a minute.
She's really good.
Who even are you?
Who are you? Yeah, they're, like, thinking that, and at the same time, their coins are being snatched.
They're getting Sonic the Hedgehog.
So, Mole Cut Purse is the original Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
No Getting context. It'd be so confusing.
Yeah.
The play... Oh, wait. Some plays were performed at the Fortune Theatre, which was on the northern edge of London, and May herself may have performed as the character on at least... Wait. Oh! I skipped a whole section.
Oh, no.
I'm dumb. The light is, like, shining through the papers, so I'm like, yeah.
Do you need me to adjust it?
I'm good. If I do it like this, I can see.
There you go.
So, you know, the confusing, is that a man or woman? And then as you're confused, you're getting your coin snatched. Her actions caught the attention of many people, as you can imagine, both good and bad types. Her performances caught the attention of many playwrights, however. Now, at this time, women weren't allowed to perform in theaters for reasons that are way too many for me to list, but that didn't stop her. During the Roaring Boys, which was London's worst of the worst, and they may have actually had a play written about them, Mary fit in perfectly, but she was called the Roaring Girl. Thomas Middleton and Thomas Dekker was most likely inspired by Mary's life when they wrote Roaring Girl. So they wrote a play based on her life, based on how she fit into these disruptive boys in London. And Britannica says that it was one of the best known representations of Mary, and it features Mole as a comedic and headstrong matchmaker.
Interesting.
Good for her, though.
Yeah.
Roaring Girls was performed at the Fortune Theatre, now it's all making sense, on the northern edge of London, and Mary herself may have performed as the character on at least one occasion. By her own testimony, according to some records, she played upon her lute and sang a song, as well as making some other immodest and modest and probably cruel, you know, I can't pronounce this word, lascivious. Lascivious. Look at that word. Lascivious.
I think it's lascivious.
Lascivious speeches. I'm assuming that just means, like, dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty speeches. All while in a man's apparel. It is possible that this happened in 1611 because it was recorded that she was arrested and sent to Bridewell Corrections House for a few months. After getting out of Bridewell, she'd be back a few months later for dressing as a man, but her punishment was different. She was to stand at St. Paul's Cross wearing a white sheet during the Sunday morning sermon. Her autobiography says that she said, they might as soon have shamed a black dog as me without any kind of punishment for serving the reverence due to those who enjoyed it. For a half penny, I would have traveled to all the market towns in England with it and been as proud of it as that citizen who rode down to his friends in livery, gown, and hood. Basically saying, I would have done it for free. Like, I would have done some embarrassing shit for free if you paid me.
Then it wouldn't have been free?
And it's also wouldn't have been a punishment, but it wasn't a punishment in her eyes. It was just making people laugh. And it didn't feel. Yeah. It didn't feel like it did anything.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, crazy she once. Has a pretty good way of looking at things, though. Like she has a fun life, and she could, whatever her punishment was, is like, should I do this for free?
Yeah.
This is nothing. I'd rather run into the next town in nothing but my underwear. Like whatever.
Jeez.
On January 27th, 1612, she would be examined by the Bishop of London, where she made a confession of her crime that year. Crimes that followed were flaunting in male attire, blaspheming, swearing, being a drunkard, being lewd, bad company, and being a cut purse. No shit. She was pressed to admit being a prostitute and having encouraged women to do the same, but she denied those allegations.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. The next month, Mary was forced to do a penance at good old St. Paul's Cross, but according to a viewer, she was bawling and sobbing the whole time, that any sincerity was gone after finding out she was drunk.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. It was an accident. I'll never do it again. Another sip. I'm so sorry. What a badass.
Yeah. She really said, you know what? Rules really don't apply to me. No. Fuck everyone.
I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
By 1614, she was operating out of her house as a broker for stolen goods. People who came to her house sell what they had stolen and would receive a good price. Basically what a broker was.
Yeah.
Those, I didn't know. So I gave myself the definition. Those that had been robbed would come to her house, find their stolen goods, and buy them back. So she was also like a scam artist.
Yeah.
Good for her. Yet March 13, 1614, Mary would get married to a man named Lucknor Markham. Mostly out of convenience, as the two never lived together, and she wasn't mentioned in his will. She could have used the status as a married woman to protect her from the law, plus any crime she committed, it was when she wasn't married, so they couldn't call her a spinster. It doesn't really make sense today, in today's sense. Like, this, I was confused writing this, but what I gathered is, you couldn't arrest her because she's now married, and under the law back then, she was legally a different person because of her name change.
The fuck?
So, all of her crimes were committed during Mole Cut Purse, but now she's not longer Mole Cut Purse. She's Mole Markham. So that's a different lady. But it's smart. Also, beard situation. You can't say I'm a spinstress. I'm married. Look at me. I'm also probably like gay. I mean, she went to the whole role of Jessica was a man. She did the personality.
Yeah, that's fair.
But it's smart. Like,
yeah.
If she figured out the law. Like, if you're going to arrest me, you can't arrest me if I'm a different person.
Mm. Crazy how Victorian laws were back then.
This is not even Victorian. This is like Edwardian, 1600s.
Oh, shit.
No.
Damn.
I also realized fairly recently that all the eras are named after the kings and queens. Edwardian, Elizabethan, Victorian. Oh, my God.
It's complex.
Wow. What if we had eras named after that? Like, I guess this more Europe thing, but like, Bidenia period.
The
Obadian.
Oh, Finnegan.
Figinian period.
Hey, don't encourage him. Don't encourage him.
I'm related to royalty, damn it. The Figinian period. It will happen one day. Ash is like, yeah, sure, buddy.
Finnegan, calm down.
He heard us talking about his European ancestors.
Oh, yeah.
His lineage.
Yeah, he heard the Elizabethan, and I was like, oh, I'm a corgi.
That's my mom.
Oh, yeah, that is my name.
I forgot it, too.
Oh,
we're so dumb.
Oh, yeah. That would
play. Whoa, we're connecting so many dots.
I know.
So towards the end of her life, Mary would be incarcerated at the Bethlehem Hospital, most famously known as the Bedlam. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know that, but
I knew of it, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, it's fucked, but it's cool.
Yeah, no, I was just like, I know that asylum. That name.
It's not so good.
Yeah, it's not. But I mainly knew it because of Sweeney Todd.
I knew of, I think, just research. Yeah. But yeah. But apparently, she'd be cured of insanity and released in 1644. What was her insanity? Dressing up as a man?
I know. Like, wow.
Committing crimes.
It could be like more of the crime part than dressing like a man, because I'm like, geez.
Yeah. At 74 years old, Newgate Calendar says, Mole being grown crazy in her own body and discontented in her mind, she yielded to the next distemper that approached her, which was dropsy, a disease which had such strange and terrible symptoms that she thought she was possessed, and that the devil had gotten within her doublet. Okay, so I described. I was like, "What's dropsy?" But I
just I was ahead of myself. It.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's basically edema. It's basically when you're meaning swelling caused by fluids in your body's tissues. It's just swelling up. It usually occurs in the feet, ankles, and legs, but it can involve your entire body. Can causes include eating too much salt, sunburn, heart failure, kidney disease, liver problems, pregnancy, problems with lymph nodes, some medicine, or standing and walking when the weather's warm. Probably wasn't pregnant, knowing what we know, but any of the other things could have been factors.
She probably had a lot of salts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They ate a lot of salt foods back then.
Yeah, because, you know, salt was a large type of refrigeration back in the day. So between the salt and probably kidney failure from all the alcohol, probably.
Yeah. And that would make sense. And also the swelling. Like, when your body swells up, like, you kind of got to move to make your body feel less weird. So she probably looked like she was possessed because she's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But she would die of dropsy in 1659 at the age of 84, which, good for her, that's a long life.
Yeah.
And,
a long life of chaos, but it was a long life.
A long life of chaos and rule-breaking, but in a very cool way.
Yeah.
She was buried in St. Bride's Courtyard, and her epitaph once read, "For no communion she had, nor sorted with the good or bad, that when the world shall be calcined, and the mixed mass of humankind shall separate by that melting fire, she'll stand alone, none come nigh her." So she wasn't good or bad, but she stood on her own.
Yeah.
Kind of what it's saying. But I also read, she was buried upside down, with her ass to the air, the last gesture to the world. Which I kind of want to believe that one. The epitaph was nice, but I want to believe she told everybody to kiss her ass.
Yeah, I believe that, but also I think back in the day, too, it was a thing where if the dead was to rise, with really bad people, they didn't want them to rise back to the earth. They buried them downward.
So you rose down.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I can't remember where exactly I read that, but I just remember reading that in a book like years ago.
You just dig.
And I was like,
You dig forward and you're going up and you're just going closer to hell.
Yeah.
That is funny.
I don't know. Everyone says, oh, hell's underneath the earth. So hear me out. We all know that this is very controversial. You don't have to keep this in.
No, it's
just this is what my brain thinks. So I don't think hell is underneath the earth. I think hell is like its own little
level.
Like it's its
of
own
the earth?
Not of the earth. Just not it's in the
like
universe.
Like a purgatory?
Yeah, it's like a purgatory but in the universe, not inside of earth.
And we just always say it because the earth gets hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
We'll ask mole cut first one day.
Yeah.
If she went to hell, we're like, hey, so, where are you at? Are we down below earth? Are we in this little in-between? Because I don't fucking know. Let me steal your purse right now. It's like, okay.
It's like, I'll give you this copper coin.
I'll tell you the answer for your some copper coins.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't fucking know what the answer is. Thanks for the coins.
Yeah.
Leaves.
So I don't even know either. And I'm here. All
right. So that's my old cup purse.
Hell yeah.
Really cool lady. I hope she existed.
Me too.
Because, like, women dressing up as men and doing all these men things are really cool throughout history.
Yeah.
And a lot of them kind of get really shitty deaths. But she seems to go on her own terms.
Yeah.
Even if it was illness. And she was pretty cool. Like, she just did theater. She was basically, like, when in high school you didn't have enough boys, so girls dressed up as men. And then she just got the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
What? And that is it for this episode. Anything you want to say?
She was a badass.
She was, yeah. I definitely would want to see her show. Because apparently she was really good. I would want to see how good she was. Like, I bet, did she put on, like, makeup?
Oh.
Did she draw on beards and stuff?
Maybe.
I need to see a drag queen perform, drag king. I need her drag king performance right now.
Yes.
Someone needs to go on, RuPaul as Mole Cup Purse. That's their queen name, and they just put on like they're like in Shakespearean clothes, and they just rip like sing to I don't know, like Billy Idol or something.
Yeah.
Things to do before I die.
Yeah. Make it on RuPaul's Drag Race just to
as mole cut person. I don't care if I get cut off. I just think it's like, hey.
As long as you make it to the first episode.
Yes.
I mean, you could always pull a Miss Vanjie moment and be like, oh yeah, I got cut off at the first part. Well, I'm going to do something memorable. Miss Vanjie. Miss Vanjie.
I just wanted everyone to know mole cut person was an awesome woman from history. She may not have existed, but I hope she did. Thank you for your time. Now you can kick me off.
Yeah.
Well, that's today's episode.
Plot twist, it ends up actually being the next drag queen.
Oh, yeah. So you're not actually going to be kicked off. You're on the next episode. Like, fuck. Oh. Let me find another lady who dressed up throughout history. Change my drag queen name.
Yeah.
your queen. Every episode, I'm a new queen. Yeah. A new king, I guess.
Yeah.
You be building costumes and doing research. That's a long day. And then lip syncing. That was my ankle.
Jesus Christ.
Don't look at my feet. Don't look at my dogs. Look at the dog. Look at the dogs. They're sleeping. They're tired.
Get those grippers away.
I'm in my house. My ankle can pop. That's my claim to fame. I won't finna get up. Okay. Let's end it before my ankle pops again.
All right.
Listen to us anywhere you can. We're on a bunch of things. Spotify. That's all I can think of right now. Whatever you found us, leave us a good review and a like, because that gets us out there, and we can do cooler stuff like this. And if you don't like it, that's okay. Tell us why, we can improve. Finnegan is here. He spoke his 2 cents. Tell him what you think. Do you agree with his 2 cents? If not, tell us why. Right, Finn? He had to think about it.
Yeah, there's no thoughts behind those eyes.
Oh, he's thinking now.
He's thinking. Oh, there he goes.
Leave me a review. I want to hear what you got to say. I don't know why he talks like that. But follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We'll post photos of Mole Cut Purse, what we believe to be illustrations of her. And we give you updates on future episodes and past episodes. We much appreciate it, and you also see the cute dogs. But thank you so much for listening, and remember to tip your tour guides, because if you don't, they might, you know, dress as a man, go on a theater stage, and while you're distracted, your purse gets stolen.
That's how they get their tips.
That's how they get your tips.
Yeah.
Because you didn't tip them. So you might end up tipping them more than you thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I got to say about That's really all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Ah, stop recording.